A new novel by Danish author Peter Hoag, his first to be translated into English, has generated a surprising amount of enthusiasm here. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Smilla's Sense of Snow.
Imagine Polar Star by Martin Cruz Smith, mated to Melville's Moby Dick, giving birth in the Northern Sea to calves already acquainted not only with bad weather and ulterior motives, but also colonialism, feminism, and structural anthropology. On the one hand, Smilla's Sense of Snow is a superior thriller featuring dead bodies in the frozen Arctic, corrupt science and corporate hugger-mugger in surprising Copenhagen, heroin from Southeast Asia, ex-convicts, ex-Nazis, pirate ships, and the murder on a snowy night of a 6-year-old Eskimo boy who liked at bedtime to listen to a reading aloud of Euclid's Elements. On the other hand, Smilla's Sense of Snow is also a kind of whole-earth catalog of information on an astonishing range of topics, from fossils, ice, auks, mummies, meteors, parasites, forensic medicine, and marine biology, to the relationship between Imperial Denmark and colonial Greenland. On the third hand, and in literature there's always a third hand, like a third eye or a fourth dimension, Smilla's Sense of Snow pits the creation myths, hunting habits, and space-time continuum of the Eskimo Inuits against a Western science based on calculation and hatred, on greed and fear. This is a lot to handle, even in 453 pages. Perhaps too much, unless you've got a heroine as complicated and resourceful as Peter Hoag's Smilla, a 37-year-old glacial morphologist, part-time detective, and all-round troublemaker. Smilla is up to almost anything, including violence, and has opinions on almost everything, from Karl Marx to romantic love. Das Kapital she likes, for its trembling feminine empathy and its potent indignation. Love she distrusts, because it only arises when you have a surplus. It disappears when you're reduced to the basic instincts, hunger, sleep, the need for security. She is herself a hybrid of Greenland and Europe, the deracinated daughter of an Eskimo huntress and a Danish doctor, torn from her childhood village after the disappearance of her mother, shipped off by an indifferent and embarrassed father to foster homes, private schools, cruel jokes, and race prejudice, to be civilized. Like a fossil find, or anything else that might be valuable in Greenland, she must be reported to the clerks at the Mineralogical Museum in Copenhagen, who will inform the clerks at the Institute for Metallurgy, who will decide that this precious gem is something of national interest and promptly confiscate it. While Smilla knows how to find her way over any sort of terrain, in any kind of weather, she can't go home again. Her very education, both as a second-class citizen and as a scientist, has made her too self-conscious. To want to understand, she tells us, is an attempt to recapture something we've already lost. But when a woman whose father never really wanted her loses the only child she ever really cared about, she insists on finding out why, by consulting her built-in compass, by analyzing X-rays, cracking computer codes, stowing away on icebreakers, falling from burning ships into frozen seas, and descending into an Arctic waste, where something waits that's warm and deadly. This novel, full of brilliant northern light, is itself about moral geometry. We learn that absolute space is metaphysical, that ice and snow are mother's milk.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Smilla's Sense of Snow by Peter Hoag.